Welcome to the Barth Calderone Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock with the Asset Protection, Estate Planning, and Business Planning firm Barth Calderone. Welcome to Wealth Protector TV. Really excited to have my colleague and top attorney, Brent Honay, on with us. Brent, welcome.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're talking about this, Brent. I just want to jump right in. You got minor kids, parents. I know you've been dealing with this situation in real life. You've got to get your planning going. But what are we focused on?
Today, what I've really got on my mind is, you know, that's front of mind is estate planning and the urgency of why we need to get this done if we are parents and why we need to do it. You know, the big idea here is we you and I have talked about this before. This estate planning, people procrastinate. They have other things to do. They don't want to think of their mortality. They don't want to do it. And then bad things happen. Well, I had a case that was, you know, in front of me recently. And it really just woke me up to the idea that people need to be getting this done, right? Getting this done. If you have minor children, especially, it has to get done.
Yeah.
So that's really what I wanted to chat about today. The specific situation, you know, it's a family, right? As many of us are where we have kids and we know this is something we should do. We should get a trust. We should have wills. We should have powers of attorneys, you know, documents and so forth. And we should have some life insurance to make sure everybody's okay, but we put it off. And there's a case that, that was presented to me where there's a family with young kids where the parents had passed away unexpectedly. And so now these kids are effectively orphaned. And the relatives are stepping in and going, you know, trying to figure out what do we do here? How do we fix it? And they want to take guardianship. And at the same time, other families want to be guardians and there's no documents. So it's going to be a complete disaster whereby the kids end up losing.
Right. Yeah. Horrible for the kids.
Yeah. And so my point is we're all busy. We all work, you know, in this day and age, we're working like crazy and we tend to put these sorts of things off. Don't wait a month or 6 months or a year or whatever it is and say, I'll get to that. It's one of those things that just needs to get done, right? Get that planning done. And while you're at it, let somebody like us look at your life insurance and just kind of sketch it out and go, let's make sure everybody's okay. Because if you think about why you're working generally for your family, for your kids. And so you want to make sure that they're okay.
Yeah. And no, and you and I were talking about this offline. We've had some close, you know, people to us who passed away at a young age recently and with kids. And Brent, when you start talking about this estate planning for kid, at any age, I mean, when you have kids, they're born, get it going. But what is that discussion you're having with parents that goes into estate planning? What are some of the decisions they need to think about?
You know, I'd say there's common decisions amongst everybody. The big decisions are when we're creating a trust, you know, the first thing is when we've decided we're going to do this thing, is we've said we want to opt out of the probate system. We don't want the court system at all involved in anything going on with our family. And so we're going to fix that. And then inside of the trust, when we're trying to figure out how to map that thing out, the issues are first, who are our beneficiaries going to be? And how's that distribution going to work? Who's going to get what? You know, the most common distribution that people tend to do with their kids is it's an even distribution. Everybody gets the same amount if something happens to us. But I'd say more importantly than that, you know, we all have that goal. Let's avoid probate. No, everybody understands. Don't do that. But what we don't understand or what many lawyers don't have a good way to articulate is, you know, when we're doing this for our kids and they are 5 years old, 10 years old, 15 year old, whatever they are, at some point, these are kids that are going to grow up and be adult folks running around and they will do the same things we did. They may get married at some point. They may get sued at some point. And so to the degree we can, if we're creating a trust, do we care about protecting what we're leaving our kids? And there's right. a way and a wrong way to do that, to protect them against future lawsuits and divorce situations so that you're creating the safety net for them. So that's a common area that we talk about.
Yeah. Cause I've heard you say before, Brent, that when the parents are setting up their revocable living trust, they can have the language put in there that says, an asset protection trust is created for the kids, you know, when these things happen. So the parents set it up.
Exactly. So it's nothing that's really crazy to do. It's just having that conversation, talking about it, and crafting or drafting that trust up in a way that allows that to happen. So that when we eventually, if we pass off on early, or, you know, we are blessed to live a full life and we pass on and our kids are, you know, adults, either way, let's leave things to them in a way that it goes into an irrevocable trust. Some third party can be the trustee for them, or our kids can be the trustee, depending upon how we want to set that up. But the trust lives on. And because when we pass, that trust that's revocable and changeable by us becomes irrevocable to them, we get some asset protection benefits of that, which is great for everybody to take a look at. So that's an important one. Another important aspect of it is who's in charge, right? Who's in charge of who's in charge of the money? If we have little kids, who are our trusted people? Let's identify who they are. And if we don't have them, as many people don't have them in their family or friends, and they say, let's just stop because I don't know who to do this with, better to use your lawyer, your CPA, other trusted people that are maybe not family members to do that, so that the kids have a fighting shot, you know, when they hit the age of majority, not to blow it all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And oftentimes also, isn't it important to, like, when parents set these things up, is your, let's say you have three or four kids, have a family discussion, right? About when the kids are old enough to comprehend, hey, here's the planning I did. You know, you're the trustee, child number one. But I just think in order to avoid conflict, I've heard you talk about that. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, in addition to our estate plan, we need a communication plan, right? And it's
good way to put it, yeah.
For you and I, it's easy because we're in this business, you know? So we sit around the table sometimes and the kids are, you know, seems weird to most people, but it's just kind of that idea of, hey, Dad, tell me again, when you die, what's going to happen and how's that work? It's part of life, man. It's 100% chance it's going to happen one day. So better for us to have a plan, look at everything like it's a team sport here. And our goal is, let's keep money in the family for as long as we possibly can. Right. And let's keep the government's hands out of it. Let's keep other people who really shouldn't have it out of it. And let's move forward in that direction and talk about who's in charge when the time comes and why they're in charge, right? And how it's going to work. That way there's no surprises later on. Everything is easy. And what you're trying to do when you create an estate plan is you're trying to head off potential problems down the road so that there is no fighting and there is no problems. And that's really why you communicate that out.
Yeah. And to get this rolling, Brent, what do? You have the initial meeting. It can be a Zoom, in-person call, whatever, but you get together and you start fleshing this out, right? And you're asking a lot of questions. Is that right?
You got it. And so it's a complimentary consultation. And so when we do that with people, it's a meeting for the first time. And really what it's about is we're trying to understand the situation. How can we as lawyers help the family to achieve these goals that they don't really know? And at some points, you know, what are the questions I should be asking here? Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about some things that you should be thinking about. Let's get in there and figure it out. And let's figure out the family dynamic. Do we have kids that are all from the same marriage? Do we have a blended family? Do we have some kids who maybe have special needs issues and we need to create special, you know, things within the trust to take care of that? What is it that we need to do? So that meeting is all about the potential client coming in and trying to figure out, are we a good place? Are we a safe place, a good place to build a relationship with lawyers who are going to be there for the long run, as opposed to just, here's some paper, put that in your closet, you're probably okay now, right? It's a relationship. Right. And so we're trying to figure out, can we help? And are we the right place for you?
Yeah, no, it's a great way to start. And I want to tell everybody listening, wherever you're watching this, because we stream this everywhere on YouTube, LinkedIn, it goes out to our blog list, and just keeping people informed, Brent's contact information and the path to sign up with him for a one-on-one complimentary assessment is around this video. So maybe it's up here, down here, depending on where you're watching it. Click on that. You can book a time with Brent and get in there, and you'll get one-on-one with Brent, and it'll be a discussion, and you'll start getting towards that blueprint of what works out for you. Brent, always great information, always a great refresher. Really, really appreciate it. Obviously, we're going to have you back on. I want to thank you for being here, and thanks to everybody else for listening.
Thank you, Paul.
All right.